So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
Hey everybody, Dan Latto speaking. So in this video, I want to talk to you about landlord profits. I've just seen a headline that said 87% of landlords made a profit in Q2 of 2020. And this is such a bogus headline. It's off a scale bogus in terms of how much profit landlords actually make. It's a ridiculous comment or statement to say 87% of landlords actually make a profit, because you might well make a profit. And it's easy to make a profit when you deduct all of their expenses, when you deduct their ability to remove interest off their expenses. It's ridiculous. Like, anyone can make a profit. Imagine if Coca-Cola removed half of their expenses, they'd make a more of a profit as well. It's complete and utter bogus. So, and there's two issues here, right? The first issue is, fine, you're now not allowed to claim back most of the interest against your expenses. That's the first bit. So that will push landlords into a profit. Okay. So like, if you think about this, 87% of people, made a profit. I reckon if we look at the bell curve, most of those people, an extra grand or two, they're not in profit. Right. And that extra grand or two has come from the, ability not to count mortgage interest. That's how ridiculous it is. Okay. So that's the first bit. The second bit is that when you actually take into account how much money landlords are making and then deduct the tax from that, like, I want to see what the numbers look like on after tax profit, because it's much, much lower. Because what's happening right now is, if you've got a rent of 1,000 and your mortgage was 800, your profit's £200. That's really obvious. Everybody knows that. Okay? But not the British government. That's not how it works. If you've got a rent of 1,000 and your mortgage cost is £800, you've actually made £1,000 profit, which is ridiculous, because that's totally not profit. But according to the government, that's all your profit. So now, let's assume you're a 40% taxpayer and you're paying 40% of tax on that £1,000 rent. So now you've got £600 to pay your £800 mortgage. Now you've got to find 200 quid from somewhere. But no, you've made a profit of £1,000. It's ridiculous, and you totally haven't made a profit at all. Now, the problem with this is that the newspapers, the media, the government, they take this headline, 87% of all landlords have made a profit in 2020 Q2. And they haven't made a profit. They actually owe more money than they actually earned from tax. It's ridiculous. But then the media is going to take this and then they're going to say, look, we need to tax landlords even more, because look, 87% are making a profit. Absolutely ridiculous. Shouldn't be allowed. You can tell I feel passionate about this. But look, it's not going to change. Okay. Simple as that. What are you going to do about it? You ain't going to do anything. You're not going to do jack. It's just not going to happen. Okay. So this is what you should do. Focus on getting those rents up. That's number one. You've got to increase those rents to make sure that if you're pulling in £1,000 and your mortgage is 800 and you're a 40% taxpayer, which means you're paying £400 a month in tax, and you've only made £600. Before, when you were making £200 profit, you're now making a £200 loss. So that's a £400 you need to increase the rents by. That's a 40% increase just to be exactly where you were to begin with. And obviously, if you're making £1,400 a month, you're going to be charged 40% on that. Do you see where this path is going? This path is going to massive rent increases. And once we get out of this COVID situation and everything gets back to normal, this is what you're going to see. You're going to see landlords leaving the sector because they're being taxed out of existence. Okay. Then when they've left the sector, there aren't as many properties for normal people to rent. So what happens? You've got tenants fighting and clambering over each other in order to rent these properties. You know, the property that you had at £1,000 and you now put it out at 1,200 quid and you rent it like that, and four or five tenants are all fighting for it, and some are even offering more money just to get access to the property. They'll offer 1,300. It's pushing rents up. So this is what's going to happen naturally anyway. Even if you don't push up your rents, these rents are going to start getting pushed up. Now, let's just talk about interest rates for a brief moment, because this obviously has an impact. 87% of landlords are making a profit, allegedly, but interest rates are historically low. But interest rates could go to 1,000%, okay? The profit that's going to be made is still going to be exactly the same, because you're not allowed to offset the interest. So again, even when interest rates rise to 1,000%, let's say, a ridiculous amount, it's still going to look like landlords are making a lot of profit, and it's a complete, Well, it's a complete fallacy. It's taking it, obscured it out of existence. People are getting this inaccurate view of what it's like to be a landlord, and it's completely incorrect. And it drives me mad, can you tell? But look, like I say, we can't do anything about it. You need to get your rents up. You need to get your costs down. You need to start paying down your mortgage debt, because you can't offset it anyway. One of the previous reasons why you'd have high gearing is that you put deposits on more and more properties all the time. But that's kind of going to bite you in the butt these days, because you can't offset that against your income, against your profit. So you're going to start paying tax on everything. So now you've got to start getting down your debt. And whilst interest rates are historically low, you have to repair the sun while the sun is shining. I'll repeat that properly. You have to repair the roof while the sun is shining. We're in that point in time right now. I know we're in COVID as well, but once we get beyond COVID and rents are going to shoot up, at that point, you've got to start paying down your debt. You shouldn't have more, shouldn't have credit card debt. You shouldn't have loan debt. You shouldn't have car debt. You shouldn't have store cards debt. All that has got to go. Okay. You've got to curtail your spending and start moving a percentage of that. Whatever your money you're saving, take 50% of that and send it over and start paying down any other debts that you've got. Mortgage debt. I get that you might want to start also buying more properties as well. I get that too, because we're in the same predicament. But you've got to start paying down the mortgage debt over a period of time, over the next 20 years, so that when you get to 20 years' time, you've got zero debt. That should be the plan, because then you've got zero risk. Yes, a couple of tenants might not pay, but if you've got 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 properties, it doesn't matter if a couple of tenants don't pay and you've got zero debt. Paying down debt has never bitten anyone in the ass. It's a good thing to do, and that's definitely something that we should be doing. So you should be increasing your rent and cutting back on your expenses, and that gap in the middle should be allowing you to pay off more mortgage debt. Hope that's useful for you. We'll catch up with you on the next video. Let me know what you think in the comment box down below, and we'll speak to you soon. My name's Dan Latta. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.